This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
If you're going to live a life that you love, it's got to be a balanced life. And you can't just work all the time. You've got to enjoy yourself too. And you can't just enjoy yourself all the time. You need to do things for other people. Everything needs to be balanced in our life or we're not going to love it. Desire is the birthplace of change. When you come to a point where you're like, I do not want to stay this way. I am not willing to stay this way. Then God will start changing some things in your life. At that particular time in my life, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And some of you may know what that phrase means. Some of you may not. I'm not going to get into a long teaching on it, but I do want to take a few minutes to tell you that we all need to be ever filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Now, when you're born again, you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. My question is not, do you have the Holy Spirit? My question is does the Holy Spirit have you? Come on, that's a totally different thing. And if so, how much of you does he have? Does he have an hour on Sunday morning? 30%? Or is there anybody in this room tonight that's bold enough to say, I'm tired of status quo. I don't want to live a narrow life. I don't want to live a life that I'm just putting up with. I want to live a life that I can love and I want to maximize . See, somebody that's being led by the Holy Spirit, they don't wish, they maximize their potential. And so God touched my life, and I don't really know how to explain it to you anyway other than to say that God touched my life. And, you know, I'm not talking about experiences. I don't want to tell everybody they've got to have some kind of an experience with God. I mean, there are people that are great men and women of God that don't even really know when they accepted the Lord. They've just always loved him. And so we all have different things that happen in our life, and I don't think it's wise to compare what's happening with you with anybody else. But all I can say is when God shows up in your life, you know it. Amen? And I mean, it can be in your home, it can be in church, it can be in your car, but if you cry out to God, if you will start crying out to God on a regular basis, I need more of you in my life. God, I want change. I want your change in my life. I want to be your person. I want to be what you want me to be. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. You better put on your seatbelt and get ready for the ride of your life. One of the first things that I noticed after that was I started hearing from God. And now for some reason, and it's just, to me, it's the most amazing thing. If you want to make a bunch of starchy religious people mad, you just start saying that you hear from God. And I mean, you are about to get stoned. All over the Bible, men and women heard from God. And God said to Moses, and God said to Abraham. Why is it that when we talk to God, it's prayer, but when he talks to us, we're crazy? Doesn't even make any sense. Now, yes, you got to be careful in that realm. No doubt about it. We had a woman here last night that thought she was hearing from God, and she got up, started talking while I was preaching and saying a bunch of stuff that did not agree with the Bible. When I heard her say, the Bible is a history book, not the Word of God, I knew right there we didn't need to go one inch further. So anything that you think you're hearing from God is not God if it doesn't agree with the Word of God. Amen? And when I say I started hearing from God, it wasn't like I was hearing voices, but I started just getting these nudges to do things or not to do things, or I would start to do something and I just didn't feel right about it. Or, mainly I believe that God guides us and speaks to us by his word and by what the Bible calls the still small voice, which I believe is just like kind of a holy knowing. How many of you have married somebody that you knew you weren't supposed to marry when you did it? Now, I'm serious. I did that when I was 18. Because I'd been abused, I didn't think anybody would ever want me because my dad abused me sexually. And so out of desperation, I just took the first offer that came along. And I knew. I don't know how I knew. I wasn't actively serving God, but I did have God in my life because I'd been born again when I was 9. I was aware of God, and he was trying to save me from a lifetime full of trouble. And I knew that I knew that I knew that it wasn't going to work out, but I did it anyway. And so I had 5 more years of a nightmare on top of the 18 I'd already had. You know what? I would rather follow what I really believe is God and have God show me I'm wrong than to go with my head and do what makes sense to me or what I want to do and then end up with some stupid, boring, miserable life that's not helping anybody else or bringing any joy into my life. Amen. And so that was one of the things that I really started to notice right away. And it was like so much fun for me. You know what? Hanging out with God is just so much fun. I mean, it really is. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And it just makes me so sad to think that some Christians, all they think that a walk with God is about is going to church. My goodness, he wants to get involved in every single thing that you do. That was when my walk with God started really getting exciting, when I started letting him into every area of my life, and when I found out he wanted to be involved in every area of my life. God wants to be involved in everything that you do, and he wants to help you in everything that you do. And I'll tell you what, in the beginning, all those things were just like, that was God, man, that was God, ooh, that was God. Everything was like, God, that was God, it was God. You know what I'm talking about. Wow, that was God. God spoke to me. God showed me this. God, God. Well, a few years went by, and I said to God one day, why aren't you doing the kind of things you used to do? He said, I'm doing what I always did. You've just gotten used to it. See, we got to be very careful that we don't let the amazing supernatural presence and work of God in our life become ordinary and no longer exciting to us. You are a Christian. God lives in you. You have got your own holy GPS system on the inside of you. God's guidance and protection system living right on the inside of you. Don't you love that? And I tell you what, I am determined to stay excited about God and to not let all the junk in the world weigh me down and drag me down. And we have an opportunity now in our lives to be led by him and to help lots and lots of people. When I say we, I mean all of us, every single one of us. Galatians 5:16, but walk in the Spirit and you won't gratify the cravings of the flesh. Galatians 5:25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. And if by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Holy Spirit. God just simply wants us to love him and obey him. It's just that simple. love him, and obey him. I just wonder if I said right now, and I'm not going to, but I just wonder if I said right now, how many of you know that there's some things in your life that you're doing that God doesn't want you to do, and you keep doing them anyway? Do I need to say anything else? But see, we don't have to do that. You can make a decision here tonight. God is smarter than me. He knows more than me. And I don't care what it costs me right now. I'm going to go with God. I'm going to go 100% with God. And I'll tell you, if you will, he is going to do things for you and in your life that will just leave you absolutely amazed. God will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing so great that you cannot contain it. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made ready, keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing his benefits. Okay, so he's saying here, we could not even begin to imagine everything that God has already prepared and made and has stored up for who? Those who love him, who are grateful, and who walk in obedience to his will. Just that simple. If we'll begin to do those three things, and you know, none of us are perfectly obedient. We all make mistakes every day, but I'm talking about a heart who's after it 100%. I'm talking about people that Jesus is the center of your life. Now, following the Holy Spirit. I love this part, Galatians 5:18. But if you are guided and led by the Holy Spirit, we're talking about having a Spirit-led journey in order to enjoy life. How many of you believe that you cannot live a life that you love if you're not following the Holy Spirit into the life that God actually has for you? Do you believe that? See? Now, here's the thing. You might produce a life for yourself that will tickle your flesh. You might produce a life for yourself that can give you a little entertainment and some fun, but I'm talking about to really love your life, to love the life that you're living. You got to follow God for that. The only way you're going to get to that is to follow God. You only get one go through. You can't do any reruns. So we got to make sure this life counts. So if you're guided and led by the Holy Spirit, you are no longer subject to the law. Now, that doesn't mean we can break the speed limit and not wear our seatbelt. That's not what it's talking about. This is talking about the religious rules and regulations that the Israelites lived under the old covenant. Everything about their walk with God was a law that they had to follow. And boy, if they made mistakes, then they had to sacrifice to make up for those mistakes. And the Bible says plainly in Romans that God only gave the law to show people they couldn't keep it so they would know that they needed a Savior. Somebody say, I need help. All right. So any new covenant believer needs to understand that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we are free. We're not free to do anything we want to do. We're free to follow the promptings and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 7. We are now free from the law, free to follow the promptings and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now that's when life gets exciting. When everything is a rule and a regulation and you have these certain ways that you have to do everything and it has to be done that way every time you do it, otherwise it's not going to be right. You cannot live and love a life like that. It will absolutely kill you. It amazes me. Now, I didn't go to a church like this, but it amazes me when I hear people talk about if they were in like some really, really legalistic religious organization. How many of you grew up in some kind of a situation like that? Well, some, but not too many. Good. You missed something that I don't have to now try to get out of you. But it amazes me the things that people couldn't do. Everything was something they couldn't do. They couldn't dance. They couldn't go to movies. They couldn't listen to anything other than Christian music. I even had one pastor and his wife tell me that when they were dating, they couldn't even hold hands. They could each hold on to the end of a stick, but the stick had to be between them. I mean, you couldn't look pretty, couldn't wear any color, couldn't have any makeup, couldn't have any jewelry, couldn't. And I'm not, you know, I'm just trying to tell you that God's not like that. Jesus said, I came that you might have and enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full. I mean, if you don't think that God likes pretty and flashy, you better go read your Bible and see what heaven's going to look like. I mean, come on. I mean, I went back and read what the Old Testament priests, what their priestly garbs were like, and I want to tell you what, I am downright boring tonight compared to what they look like. I mean, they had jewels all over them and gold and silver and all kinds of stuff. If I came out decked like that, everybody would be ready to send me to hell. Can I tell you something? God likes a party. Likes a party. You start, have you ever noticed how sour, real, starchy, religious people are? They're the only ones that do anything right. And they're judgmental of everybody else who doesn't do it their way. And you dare not have any fun. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Even as a Christian, even as a spirit-filled Christian for a long time, I didn't have fun because I thought that I was worth more when I was working. And I think sometimes our American dream does that to us. It's like all we care about is the pursuit to have more and to get more and to do more and to build more and more and more and work, 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 work. Well, everything in life needs to be balanced. If you're going to live a life that you love, it's got to be a balanced life. And you can't just work all the time. You've got to enjoy yourself too. And you can't just enjoy yourself all the time. You need to do things for other people. Everything needs to be balanced in our life or we're not going to love it. The first miracle that Jesus did, he did at a party. A party. The first miracle he did was at a party. So what are you going to do with that? Wow. And I love in the New Testament when Jesus called people to follow him. I love this. He said, come and join my party. Now, I know I'm stretching that a little bit. I'm sure he meant his group. But I'll tell you what, I bet it was a party to travel around with Jesus. I mean, if things got slow, he'd just walk on the water and kind of freak everybody out. Whoa. We're out of lunch. Well, here, feed 5,000 with this fish. God likes color. He likes pretty things. He likes laughter. He likes joy. He loves giving. And he loves you. Here's the last thing I want to talk to you about. If you want to live a life that you love, you got to have the right people in your life. So I'm going to tell you some people that you want to stay away from. Stay away from people that cause strife. They've always got a problem with somebody and they're always talking about it and trying to give you the same bad attitude they've got. Stay away from people that have got bad tempers. You say, well, what do I do if I'm married to it? Well, probably should have listened to God to start with, but I'll tell you what to do about that in just a minute. Toxic people to avoid. The temperamental person, the one you never know what version of them you're going to get. Boy, I was like that. Dave, I mean, he said, man, before you turned your life really over to God, he said, I'd drive home at night thinking, I wonder what she's going to be like tonight. You know, that's pretty sad. When you do encounter a temperamental person, be sure that you stay in control of your own emotions. Don't let their lack of control get you out of control. Hello. You say, well, quick, don't forget to tell me what I'm supposed to do if I'm married to it. Basically, the best advice I can give you, if you're in relationship with somebody that has got some of these problems and issues, just like Dave was married to me and I had these problems and issues, number one, don't let them steal your joy. Dave would not let me make him unhappy, and that just annoyed the living daylights out of me. Because unhappy people makes them happy if they can make somebody else unhappy. Doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. And there's somebody over here that's getting all this. I don't know. And so don't let them make you unhappy. Pray for them. And then I think you need to make sure you have enough other good people in your life that will encourage you and build you up and edify you so you can deal with what you have to deal with while you're waiting for God to do what only God can do. Avoid people who easily find fault and rarely, if ever, compliment you. I don't know about you, but I got to be around some happy people. The victim who is absorbed with self-pity. These people will just drain you. They always have a problem. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with us sharing our problems. That's part of what friendship is about. But if you, every time you see somebody, they got a new problem and you got to spend the whole visit talking to them about their problem, I'm telling you what, you better get another friend. Avoid manipulators and controllers. You cannot love your life if somebody else is trying to make you do what they want you to do. We can only enjoy life if we're being guided and led by the Holy Spirit. I don't care too much about being around too many people that are never wrong. And no matter what they do, they never apologize. I have a feeling she's married to it. I mean, just a feeling. I may be wrong, but just a feeling. Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me, but I got to have fun doing this. Avoid people that are self-absorbed. All they can talk about is themselves. I just can't stand it if I'm talking to somebody and they've already been talking 15 minutes without breathing. And then I try to say one little thing and I get three words out of my mouth trying to say something about me and they jump in with a new subject and start all over again. Avoid liars. Nothing worse than a lying Christian. We need to be able to depend on one another, and we need to keep our word. follow the Holy Spirit, and He'll lead you into a life that you can absolutely love. Come on, give God a praise. Well, I like to say that the Holy Spirit is like God's GPS, God's guidance and protection system. If we follow Him, we'll go in the right direction and be protected. Be bold and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Today, we're offering you a book that I've written called Living a Life You Love. So many people don't love their life. They don't love themselves. They don't love their job. And if you're like that, don't just go around not loving your life, because it's the only one you've got and only you can make it better. There may be some things you can't do anything about, but if there are some things you can do something about, then why not do that? Today, we're offering you this book for your gift to the ministry of any amount. We ask that you just do the very best that you can. Be generous today and allow us to help more people. Now tap into the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, in every area, and let Him guide you. Do you really love your life, or are you just kind of putting up with it, going through the motions day after day? You know what? If you are, I can help you. I've written a book called Living a Life That You Love, and with God's help, you can learn to do that. Order your copy today.
Today, we're offering Joyce's new book, Living a Life You Love, for your donation of any amount. Contact us 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org.
I love that magazine she sends out.
There's something in there for everybody.
It's just brought about so much change in my life personally.
It's always an encouragement for you to want to do more ministry.
Get your free subscription to Enjoying Everyday Life magazine today at joycemeyer.org. Read encouraging articles from Joyce, updates from Hand of Hope, and much more.
Reading through the magazine confirms for me that God's at work.
Started when I applied for medical school. I was having such a difficulty, and I promised God that if I made it, I would give my profession to His service, to His kingdom. And I guess He remembered. hopefully that we could talk to their faith also, and bring them closer to the Father. I think that's a wonderful thing.
To a child that is hungry, a plate of food represents nourishment, strength, hope. Hope that you can provide. Join us in our ongoing efforts to feed more hungry children. Sponsor a Hope Plate today. Your gift of $30 can feed 5 precious children for an entire month. It's more than just a meal. It's a serving of hope. Sponsor a Hope Plate today.
We hope you have enjoyed today's program. Please contact us or visit joycemeyer.org to share your prayer requests, see the conference schedule, or partner with us in sharing Christ and loving people all across the globe. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.